Matt, looks like a pretty good turnout here. What do you think everybody's so keen to be here?
Well, the fact is that Oxford University has been in the forefront of environmental purchasing for the last 2 years. We've saved over 100,000 tonnes of carbon dioxide. And I think students and staff recognise that and really want Oxford University to continue leading the way.
Of course, financial pressures are on the university at the moment. They say costs are spiralling for green electricity and it may make it unaffordable for them to continue.
Well, we'd argue that climate change is going to be unaffordable for the university. Oxford, as everyone knows, floods regularly. Botley Road was underwater only last year. And if we continue to contribute to climate change, university buildings are going to be the ones to suffer, and our insurance premiums. So actually, if we look at the long term, this decision to switch back to fossil fuels makes absolutely no financial sense.
But no business has a major long-term strategy, which may take in the benefits of switching to green. You know, there are financial constraints which need to be met each and every year.
But we'd argue that if any business has to have a long-term vision, it has to be Oxford University, which has been around for 800 years. My own college has been around for 650. We have to be looking to the long-term and what climate change is going to do to us in that kind of time.
Of course, it's only been 4 years since the university switched to green electricity in the first place. A lot of people probably saw that as a bold move in the first place, something you must, of course, say that was a good move that the university took.
Well, the registrar himself at the time of the university hailed it as a real step forward for the university in terms of environment and ethics. So we'd say that, clearly, if he said that then, switching back to fossil fuels would be a step backwards in terms of environmental sustainability and their ethical policy.
So why do you think green electricity is no longer becoming such a good financial viable option?
Well, we think it's exactly as the same in terms of financial viability as it always was. The problem is that we've got a new Vice-Chancellor who looks at things possibly in a different way and wants to cut costs. And as we're saying, there are ethical concerns, there are environmental concerns, and in the long term, it makes financial sense as well to stay green.
So how much influence do you think you can actually have here?
Well, we've had already a petition of over 2,000 students and staff, and the University Council have taken note, and the President of the Student Union will be going in today to make our case. So we're hoping sincerely that the Vice-Chancellor and the rest of the University Council will take note of what their students are saying and try to be a leader in the field of environmental sustainability.
Of course, final decision won't be taken until the end of March. So there's some time for you to build this campaign if that's what you want to do.
Absolutely, and we'll continue to do so. The Chief Executive of Oxford City Council has recently sent a letter to the Vice-Chancellor urging him to stay green, as has Caroline Lucas, our Regions Green member of the European Parliament. So there's a whole amount of pressure building on Oxford University, and we just hope that they'll see sense and look at the long term.
Well,
no, but this is the effect of climate change. Who knows?
That's great.
Okay, fantastic. Thanks, Brett. Cheers, mate.